Scientists are gaining new insight into the life and death of Uzi, the 5,000-year-old iceman discovered by hikers in the Italian Alps in 1991. Until 2 years ago, researchers thought the prehistoric hunter had frozen to death, but careful study has led to a more dramatic tale of Uzi's last days. It now appears he was probably killed in a battle. Tom Loy is an archaeologist from the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia.
My reconstruction of Uzi's life in the last few days involves him traveling in high pass areas between two valleys, hunting, and very likely he came across a group of hunters from another valley and a skirmish erupted. It's clear that he was shot in the back. He had an arrow in his back, and it had actually been pulled out for him. And the last thing that he did was, in fact, try and manufacture one functional arrow out of two that had their arrow points broken away. I suspect that as he realized his life was ending, he stopped, put his gear, stacked it neatly against a rock wall, and lay down and expired.
And you were able to determine that he was traveling with a companion. How do you know that?
My students and I have tried all sorts of different ways to pull something out of my left shoulder blade, and it just doesn't work. So somebody else must have pulled the arrow out. The other thing that leads me to suspect that he had a companion was the blood on the left side of his coat. It's not his, but it's all over the place, and it suggests that somebody who was wounded was being helped away by him.
Now, you used DNA analysis to come to many of these conclusions. What other kind of technology or science did you use?
The technology that we've used, or science, in fact, is looking with very high magnification microscopes at the surface of his tools. And the clear indication is that there's blood on his arrows and on his knife. We've not been able to look at his coat with a microscope because it's so fragile, it just can't be moved into a place where we can study it.
The details here are rather amazing. I read that you were able to determine that he was quite an advanced hunter, and he liked to work above the tree line. How are you able to figure all this out?
By looking at his arrows, they're very light and very long. And he has an extremely powerful bow. The other thing is that a very light arrow used in forest situations would be deflected by even the smallest twig and go off in some opposite direction.
When you do this kind of work, I wonder if you project a personality onto this prehistoric hunter, and if he turned out to be someone quite different than you assumed upon first encountering him.
When I first looked at his tools, all of the Indian and Inuit teachers and elders that I had known were looking down the microscope with me saying, this guy was good. He knew how to take care of his tools. He had made his bow. And I became friends with Uzi. It's a strange sort of thing for an archaeologist to say, but I think most archaeologists at one point or another have sat down in the bottom of a pit that they've excavated and said, in their mind's eye, what would have been like 10,000 years ago?
Dr. Loy, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Tom Loy is a senior lecturer at the School of Social Science and School of Biomedical Science at University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia. He spoke to us from the northern Italian city of Bolzano.